Oh no, Courtney forgot
the fuck up.
Forgot to take her weed.
Take some booze so it hits now. Can you do this legally?
No, not at all.
Oh my god.
It's the greatest thing. It was her wedding day.
Okay, no, play my favorite.
No.
Please.
I'm out of time.
Have you even seen any Disney movies?
Play my favorite.
You have Disney Plus?
She. Okay, fine. There.
Thank you.
Are you happy now?
I'm very happy. It's awesome. Louise is a tank.
Okay, so like.
Cause she's a tank.
Yeah, cause everyone likes the strong bitches.
Tank,
so like
tank, tank.
I read a theory online.
You can read.
Barely. You know, it was a fucking struggle for me. But I read a theory online that the miracle was not meant to, you know, help the town. It was actually meant to be for vengeance, for, you know, attacking back. And the fucking grandpa, you know, gave him the abilities to fucking, you know, fight back and take back their original land. Because what fucking good is hearing well? Unless you're a spy. What good is, you know, all the strength to move donkeys and churches? No, is to fucking take down the enemies.
But that's so boring and annoying.
Growing venomous plants to kill the enemies? Hell yeah. To be able to shapeshift into whoever the fuck you want? Even better, to be able to tell the future and tell what the enemies are about to fucking do? So I feel like it was just meant for vengeance, and that's originally what they were supposed to do, but now fucking Disney wants to be a pussy fist and not have anybody kill anybody since, like, Mulan.
Oh my god, there are venomous species of sharks.
Yeah, why wouldn't there be?
They live in the River Thames. Like, this is even better.
Yeah, like, everything in that river is venomous.
Were you trying to make a pun? Because it didn't fly.
Okay, then the river is poisonous.
What's the difference between poisonous and venomous?
If you bite it or if it bites you.
Thank you.
Jesus, how dumb do you think I... Like, my wife thinks like I am, you know, 90s sitcom husband dumb.
Are you not?
I mean, most of the time I'm like...
Valid assumptions to make.
I mean, like, if
okay, and also, okay, babe, also, I'm not used to people being as smart as me, and sometimes I forget that you are as smart as me, but I'm used to being around people who are not as smart as me. Like, no. Okay, Courtney, you can either be in the circle, you can be outside the circle, so pick a circle.
See, like, Courtney's like Roseanne, and she's just gonna get caught saying the N-word one day.
Who's that?
She is a TV mom or something like that that got in trouble for saying the N-word.
A lot of people get in trouble for saying the N-word.
I mean, Joe Rogan and Roseanne. That's it. Yeah, he already has his 100 million. And I dare them. I double dog dare them to fucking cancel him off of Spotify. Because... I guarantee the first thing that's going to fucking happen is another rich guy is going to be like, hey, come on over here, Fox, CNN, Elon Musk.
But can't Spotify decide who or who they don't want? Like, it's their own company?
Yeah, but if they kick him off their platform, then he's a free agent again.
Which and is bad because...
It's not bad.
So if he leaves, then it's a win-win situation.
I mean, if Fox gets a hold of him, if like, because Fox has a whole lot more than $100 million to give him.
people who think Fox News is real, I don't count them as adults.
I mean, damn, that's one way to say I don't believe my dad's an adult, but...
If you believe Fox News, I can't help you. You are too far stupid to ever come out of it.
You're too far stupid.
Yeah.
Everybody
lies. The media is
all
not.
TV lies, okay? Every
it's propaganda.
Every last little bit of it. You know, there's no fucking... There's not that many beautiful people. There's not happy endings. Knock it off. But yeah, go ahead and cancel Joe Rogan. Go ahead and say, you know, he is not doing well. Watch Spotify crumble to the fucking ground.
Why does this matter?
Because
like, what's the thing that's actually going on? Because
it's an attack on free speech.
But it's their own company.
No, Spotify, you know, doesn't host any podcasts.
Yeah.
They don't host a single fucking one.
Yeah.
I pay for the servers that host this podcast.
Yeah, so if he wants to leave and he has his money, why is this a big deal?
Well, you know, he has already signed a contract with Spotify.
Well, if he's breaking the contract or they're deciding to break the contract.
He's not. He's doing everything he's supposed to be doing. But, you know, Spotify is coming through and is like, no, we don't actually have freedom of speech. So imagine if Apple Music, you know, sent me an email... And
they literally declined you.
What are you talking about? I'm on Apple Music.
Didn't they send you an email being like, you need to do XYZ because you're too much this?
No, like, I fixed all the problems.
Exactly. I fixed all the problems. And now you're on their platform.
I'm on their platform because I would swear in my podcast and I didn't have it as adults only.
Yeah.
I think like I
Apple
named...
can decide whether or not they want to offer you to other listeners.
Well, here's the thing. Like, if they start doing that, then everyone takes their shit off of Apple. They're not going to do that. There's no fucking possible way because everyone's going to just start nitpicking everything that they do.
They're allowed, but it's their own company.
Yeah, but then they're going to lose people that want to support it, and then they're going to be out of money.
Okay, well, then they'll no longer be a company.
Yeah, exactly. And then hundreds and thousands of people lose their fucking jobs. They don't want that. They want to continue making money. No company is in the business of going, you know, out of business.
Okay. But the problem is, as someone who uses Spotify, I don't care. I don't even listen to him, so it means nothing for me to either
I don't
be there
listen
or not
to,
be there.
I don't, okay, I don't listen to Joe Rogan. Full disclosure. You know, I listen to a very few select niche podcasts, and, you know, I don't even listen to myself. I'm not subscribed to my own fucking podcast. Surprise, surprise.
I think it'd be weird if you did. Otherwise, every listen would be your listens, not other people.
How fucked up would that be? It's like, it's like, babe, I got two listens. Oh, it's me. But, I mean, this is what it is I have the freedom to say whatever I want. If I want to say misinformation, if I want to say the ocean's green and the trash, you know, patch doesn't exist, I can say that. I have the freedom to say whatever the fuck I want on this platform because I pay for it.
Yes.
But if I went to Spotify and, like, Spotify decided to buy the human podcast and decided to buy all my podcasts, and I still had to, then I'd have to play by their rules. But, you know, them doing that, you know, has sent a very clear message to everyone else. It's like, hey, you need to use a specific type of language. You need to be woke.
In order to be on their platform.
I'm
They're not
Spotify.
Preventing them from other people, from other platforms. It's just their own.
I mean, they hosted Alex Jones for a long ass time.
Okay.
You know, like... He's the one that said that Sandy Hook was crisis actors and, you know, fucking the government's run by lizard people. He's a fucking...
Wait, people are that dumb.
He's a fucking kook, but people listen to him.
Well, okay, I mean, I
believe I should have the right to say whatever the fuck I want to say.
Yeah.
If I want to drop N-bombs here, if I want to say fucked up shit left and right, I believe I should have that right.
Yeah.
But...
But if people have you on a platform and they have rules, they are right to stick to those rules.
They don't.
They're their own company.
They're not hosting me. I pay for the fucking servers.
Yeah, I know. But is Joe Rogan paying for Spotify to use him? No, it's the reverse. It's their company. They get to make their own rules.
Oh, no. He signed, I'm sure, an exclusive fucking contract to where they're like, you can only fucking, you know, host your fucking podcast here, but you have full fucking control over your podcast. And then they're like, you don't have full control over your podcast.
Well, yeah, if they're not happy with what he's saying, that's their prerogative.
Well, then they shouldn't have ever fucking signed him. They're going through his entire catalog of episodes.
Yeah.
And he would do like an episode every fucking day, and he's done it for like the past 10 years.
Yeah.
So every day for the past 10 years, and it's like people are just going through and it's like, okay, yeah, he's dropped some N-bombs. He's done this. He's done that. I mean, I have 100 and some odd episodes of this. And
2.0.
What?
2.0.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on the fucking second season of the Human Podcast because I've, you know, fucked up counting on the first one. And so, yeah, now here I am. Cool. Thumbs up. And I'm already well over 100 episodes. So if anyone wants to listen to the first episode, they're gone. I mean, I might put them behind a paywall or something. And I could just put them up.
Your first episodes are painful.
Did you listen to them?
Yeah.
Do not. Oh, my God. They're gone forever.
I know. It was garbage.
They are gone for. They are my first fucking episode.
Yeah. You have matured so much.
What? How many times did I drop the N-bomb in my first episode?
I don't know, babe. I got halfway through it before I bailed.
Don't. Okay, here's the thing. Do not watch the first episodes of someone's bullshit, okay? Sometimes people want to have that shit buried.
Well, yeah, there's nothing wrong with first attempts. You gotta fuck up so you can learn.
Well, I mean, okay, so now I'm here. Now I'm at this level where I, you know... You know, I have a thing.
You have a lot more wires and flashy lights.
I mean, I have the ability to... Welcome to the cum zone. You know, have...
You were far too pleased with that.
I love it. Welcome to... It's my favorite fucking thing.
Welcome to the cum zone. Only cum inside anime girls. Oh, ew. I've never listened to the whole thing through. Oh, that got it, worse. Welcome to the cum zone. I thought it was just this on a loop. Cum inside anime girls. But quivering clit, double jointed pussy, fresh balls, elegant ejaculation. First the kiss, then the cum. What the fuck?
Yeah. That's the entire thing.
Oh my God. What the fuck is a double jointed vagina?
I don't know. But I want to find out.
I don't think there's a joint anywhere in... Okay, I mean, obviously hip joints, but like...
Double jointed vaginas. Welcome to the cum zone.
Okay, no, I am traumatized now.
Only inside anime girls. Quivering clits. Double jointed pussies. Fresh balls. Elegant. Ejaculation.
Ejaculation is not elegant.
Then the cum.
Okay, I have never once considered orgasming elegant. Never once.
It's a manga? Okay, number one, it's a manga.
She likes her long vowels. Fuck off.
I can't wait.
Long vowels are the tits.
The next time I come, I'm going to be like, ooh, my.
Ew.
Ooh, my goodness. Ooh, my lady.
I'm not mad at that.
I have seemed to have ejaculated inside of your quivering clit, double-jointed vagina.
Okay, so there are sex books where the dude's actually a gentleman and he pulls out, and majority of them ejaculate into a handkerchief, and I've always wondered where the fuck the handkerchief came from if he's stark naked.
He, like, pulls it out of his butt like a tissue. like a Kleenex box. Just, I mean, how awesome would that be if your asshole was just like a Kleenex box and you're just like... I'd just be sitting there all day, just like my legs behind my head, just like pulling fucking tissues out of my butt. Like, but it's like my mom comes in the room. Alex, what? Oh my God. Why is there. Have you been playing with your ass tissues all day? Your room's just filled with tissues.
Ew, I'm uncomfortable now.
You should be.
No, because tissue just makes me think of like skin tissue.
And just, you know, you're just sitting there just. You know, he just pulls it out of his ass and just comes in it and, like, just hands it to her. Here you go.
Ew!
You know. Well, like back when I, like, would, like, jizz on girls, I'd be like, where do you want it, ma'am? You know, like, I'm a hero. I'm like, you know.
He never once asked me that.
Giving her a choice. I'm like, where do you want it? You want it on your tits, on your face?
I keep forgetting to get those cum tampons.
But would you like it on your back, on your butt?
No one wants it on the face.
I'll get it in your hair, and there we go.
Do not.
She's like, my wife looks at me,
okay,
like,
I'm so no, you are not forgiven.
She's like, in the garbage, please. In the toilet.
Oh no, I haven't seen this one, Courtney. But no, do not remind me of that.
Just boom, boom.
No.
Poor Courtney over there. I just need to send her like a squirting dildo, like one of the ones that squirt.
Ew, no, I...
A heated dildo? One? Oh my gosh.
That sounds so nice.
I kind of want a heated dildo now. Let's all get heated dildos.
Why do I not have this?
Because you don't use dildos, but now I want a heated dildo.
Yeah, I guess I really don't use dildos a lot.
I don't shove any dildos in anything, but I want a heated dildo now. I mean, it is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
That's in 2 days.
It's in. Okay. Don't pull the curtain back too fucking far now. This releases tomorrow. So you say,
so
oh my God.
It's 1 day away.
It's tomorrow. Like we're not assholes that pre-record this. Yeah, you know, I thought about putting this up on Twitch and be like, hey guys. Yeah, I'm going to, you know, pre-release, you know, the episodes on Twitch. So if you want to see them recorded live, you know, come on over to Twitch. But I'm like, I cannot do that. I will get banned so fucking quick.
Then you'll just have to have a new username.
No, I already have Alex the Truck. Alex the Truck on everything. Why do you keep on?
I'm looking at heated dildos.
You keep on pulling this cord.
No, I'm not.
I literally...
Okay, it's attached to me. I don't know what you want.
Stop pulling it on... Now we're all going to have to look at heated dildos. But guess what? Today is the Super Bowl. There we go.
They canceled the kitten bowl and they only did the puppy bowl.
Okay. Number one, the puppy bowl is garbage.
Yes, you it know, was. The kitten bowl was... pristine.
They were both garbage.
No.
And all you had to do was put a bunch of kittens in a bowl and you know, like, put, like, a little, you know, like, fluffy, like, lettuce and be like, oh,
there's literally a kitten taking a snooze and it became a meme. It was, like, perfect.
There's so many cat memes. It's not even funny. You just have, like, a picture
of course it's not funny. We're worshipping them.
You have, like, a picture of a kitten and it's like, everyone wants to pick me up. I think my name is Aw.
I mean, that's true. Although I'm not gonna say, I'm not gonna lie. There's a universal cat name, and that cat name is Kiss Noises.
Yeah, it's like what is
every cat responds to Kiss Noises?
Yeah, like what's the opposite of?
Ew, that's like a clucking though. Yeah, that's gross.
I mean that's
what good pussy sounds like.
My cheeks are too chubby to, like, kind of, like, grab and You're just like, ugh. Ugh. Like sometimes I'm like watching a porn, and I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? It's like, why is she gargling his cum? No, knock that. You're going to get it on the carpet, you dumb bitch. That's the family fucking couch. Everyone's going to sit on that. Oh my God, don't spit it on
I'm sorry. We've had sex on the couch in the living room, and everyone sat on that couch.
We have not. Yeah. Hank
had sex on everything.
Hank fucked an old lady once.
Yeah, remember? And he was like all worried about like, oh my God, what if she sees all the posters? And I was like, well, she's clearly into little boys.
I mean, she's like the female Harvey Weinstein.
What's wrong with cookers?
Do you not know what Harvey Weinstein did?
Okay, I'm not acknowledging that part.
What's wrong with hookers?
No. What's wrong with cougars?
What did you call them?
Cougars?
Cougars?
No, cougars. Like C-O-U-G-A-R-S.
Cougars.
Yes. I am trying very hard to say that.
Say it. Say cougars.
Cougars?
Cougars.
Cougars.
My God.
I'm trying very hard.
There's a few words I cannot say, and I just don't ever say them. Okay. I don't tell people I can't say them. And they're just weird words that I'm like...
No,
like,
it's okay. I can't say the ocean to the west.
The Pacific?
I can't say it.
Or the Atlantic?
No, the one with the P.
The pirate ocean.
Yeah, I can say that.
I mean, all you have to do is say specific and then just less than that, Pacific.
It doesn't come out right.
I used to not be able to say specific either. Specify.
No, I just literally say words that are not that word. It's great.
I mean, it's obviously you can't say cougar, so I'm like, yeah, we'll start there. We'll start at cougar. And you're like, tougar? You're like a hillbilly out here. Like, yeah, I was out in them damn woods over there, and I just shot me three of them damn cougars over there. Like, pow, and I'm like, pow, and
you
I'm like...
You do not get to negate my Valley Girl status.
I'm just sitting there like, Mama, that is going to be some good eating right now. And what's funny is, like, that's exactly where you grew up. I'm surprised you did not, like, grow up with, like, guns, like, hunting cougars.
It's because
you
read...
too, Courtney. You grew up down the street from her. Don't even be like, oh my God. Like, wow. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, Courtney, you're like, yeah, I got me some, you know, some blue tick hounds over here. We're going to go get us some coons. It's going to be like Where the Red Fern Grows. And then one of my.
I hate that book.
And then one of my doggies is going to die. And then it's going to make the other dog get real sad. And
I mean, mainly because it was the first book I read ever where the animals died. Like, it was extremely upsetting.
And then I went and watched Marley and Me. And
I have not seen that movie. There's literally a website that lets you know if the animals die or not in movies. And I look at that religiously before watching a movie.
I mean.
Although, what is that one movie that caught me off guard? The Budapest Hotel. That one caught me off guard. But it was such a good movie. It was forgivable, unfortunately.
What did they, like, chop off, like, a monkey's head or something?
No, they killed the Persian cat.
I mean, don't watch Boondock Saints. I'll tell you that much right now.
Mm. Oh, also the water creature movie. But that was, like, completely understandable, but still upsetting.
The water creature fucking survived.
Yeah.
And, like, the fucking deaf girl or whatever started fucking the shit out of it. And then she's like, oh, look, I'm a water creature, too.
I would not have fucked that. I'm not going to lie.
She's like, hey, your penis smells the same as my pussy. Let's fuck.
Ew. Okay, what did the blind man say when he walked past a dogfish? Or a dog, whatever.
He took a good long sniff and said, "Good morning, ladies. Colt 45 and two zigzags. Baby, that's all I need. We can go to the park after dark and smoke that tumbleweed."
Would you do that?
It's a song.
I know, but I like tumbleweeds.
Have you never heard of Afro Man?
I know who that is.
I don't think you do.
No, babe, you've shown me like the entire season.
Of Afro Man?
Yeah, I love this show.
It's not a show.
But it's like the psychedelic dude who's like super cool and badass, right? In the suit?
No.
Wait. Wait, what?
Hey, check this out, man. Tell it, man. It was this blind man, right? This man,
check it. It was this blind man, right?
He was feeling his way down the street with this.
Okay,
spit,
I was
right?
definitely thinking about something else.
He walked past this fish market.
This
you know
fish
what I'm
market.
He stopped. He took a deep breath. He said,
"Woo! Ooh.
Good morning, ladies." You like that shit, man?
I'm pretty good.
Hey, man, I got a gang of that shit.
Gang of that shit, man.
My man on the guitar. Hey. Pulling
drums.
Now I'm trying. I know. I want to remember the name of the show I'm talking about.
First, I'm gonna start off like this. Hey, help me sing it, homeboy. Come on.
I have no idea where to start.
45 and two zigzags, baby. That's all I need.
We can go to the park
after dark. Smoke that tumbleweed.
As the marijuana burn, we can take our turn singing them dirty rap songs. Stop and hit the ball like Cheech and Chong. It still takes from here to Hong Kong. So roll
the joint.
Pick out the seeds
and stems.
Feeling high as hell, flying through palm bells, skating on Dayton rims. So roll.
It's crazy rap. Colt 45 and two zigzags. Afro Man.
I want to remember the name of that show.
Are you talking about like Afro Samurai?
No. Okay, so I'm talking about the black dude who's like a bodyguard with cool cigarettes, but he takes weed on his vacations, and like there's this white chick, and she gets into crack that's laced with weed, and they have to like make music to counteract the crack. Please.
I mean, like there's like only like one.
It's a cartoon.
Are you talking about Major Lazer?
Yes! Yes!
He does not have an afro at all.
He doesn't?
Not even close.
Oh, what? I thought he had... Wait, what? But, like, he scratches it and pulls a pen out. No, that's not the same show.
Major Lazer.
But that's what I'm talking about! Oh, I love it when you translate me so well.
Yeah, I mean, like, Major Lazer is a fucking crazy-ass TV show.
I love Major Lazer.
On Fox for a little bit.
Oh, so good. Just, mwah. I can't do that noise in the correct assembly. I tried. I need a round of applause.
But I like.
I want my I participated medal.
Here's your fucking gold star. That's yes. Like a shitty star that says you
can there
tried.
Be a cat on it with a tail.
No, it just says you aww. Tried.
But I did try.
Like I remember when I played fucking video games. Like when I was younger, like I play
Oh, did you rage quit on those too?
No, because they were fucking hilarious. It was TTT, and. You know, you can, like, spray whatever the fuck you wanted on walls. You're, like, you can spray, like, a fucking spread pussy on the wall. It did not matter.
What's a spread pussy?
Like, you know, when a woman goes in, like, fucking, like, takes her two fingers, like, and, like, just spreads her fucking labias apart so you can see deeper into her pussy. And it's like, oh, cool, I can see, like, an extra 2 inches.
Am I supposed to be doing that? Because I don't want to.
No.
Okay, thank God.
Like women?
Oh, my God, babe.
What?
I totally forgot to tell you.
What did you forget to tell me?
Give me 1 second.
She forgets to tell me everything.
Okay.
Yes.
Babe, March 11th is V-Day.
Valentine's Day? Thank God it got
pushed
back.
No, it's V-Day. I'm getting my clit piercing. It's scheduled.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's happening. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
I'm like.
I'm like so scared to get that done. Like, I'm more scared to do that than to get my clip piercing. Like, I'm so terrified. Like, I'm going to get it, but I'm, oh my God, I am so terrified by how much that's going to hurt.
I'm going to get like so much video editing done.
There is so much nerve endings.
I'm going to create so many fucking videos with like not having to fuck my wife.
It's only going to be like 3 months max, and we can like do heavy petting and stuff. They're just like, you can do it whenever you feel ready type thing, but like for the first 2 to 3 months, it really needs to be with a condom.
Oh yeah, no.
Which means we need to find some latex-free condoms for me.
Oh, I thought I was just going to abstain for like, you know, 2 to 3 months. I'm like,
no, dude, you can still get blowjobs and stuff.
I can just blow load like just in the toilet. It's fine.
But I like giving you blowjobs.
I mean, it's just way more convenient to just like sit there. Like, this is why, like...
Are you saying my blowjobs are inconvenient?
This is why dudes like Elon Musk get so much shit done. Because they don't fuck.
I'm sorry. Are my blowjobs an inconvenience to you?
Sometimes, yeah. Like, when I have shit to do, yes.
Okay, doing stuff is more important than my blowjobs?
Yeah.
So, do you, like, not want blowjobs anymore?
I mean, when I have shit to do, then, I might, like, if you want to get under my desk... Sure, you can get down there, but yeah, I'm not gonna be like, hey, it, sometimes it's easier to just blow a load quick. Sometimes,
okay, so my blowjobs take too long?
Yes, yes, they take entirely way too fucking long.
But don't you want it to last?
No,
why not?
As a man, like. Okay, so when I have a piece of candy, I'm not the type of person that sucks on it and extracts every little bit of flavor. I'm the type of person that crunches a fucking lollipop. 1, 2, 3. It takes 3 fucking licks to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop. You
this
dork.
This is true.
Like, I
don't like Tootsie Pops.
I mean, they're trash. They're fucking
Thank
trash
you.
On a stick. But
oh, they're so gross.
I mean, you know, as a kid, I'm like, I'll take it.
No, it would, like, cut your tongue to shreds.
I don't care.
Oh, it hurts so much.
I bit my tongue, like, a few weeks ago, and...
Oh, yeah, you bit it bad.
Oh, I was bleeding all over the place. It was,
like, good God.
Like, there's now a scar on my tongue. It's crazy.
Like, I felt bad for you.
I'm like, I don't even know why, like... It was like getting your dick caught in a zipper. Like, just, I'm like, oh, like, all over again.
See, like, that's why I am so scared for my tongue piercing.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. Like, it's going to, and then, like, for, like, the first few days, it's going to hurt hella bad anytime you eat anything. And then it's going to make this dull, you know, thrumming pain. It's like, oh.
That's when it reaches, like, the good stage, though.
No,
like,
that's
zings.
Not a, it's not
give me a long, dull pain. Like, that is, like, the best pain.
I mean, if you want, like, dull pain... If you want some shit like that, eat some sour Skittles.
No, it's like, it's like, less than like the pain I have to live with daily, you know?
Sour Skittles will fucking shred your tongue.
Who the fuck eats sour candies? Those are so nasty.
People are like, ooh. Like,
no, it's disgusting.
Like, I'd get lemon Warheads and put like 3 in my mouth. Hey, you don't wipe that tired.
You'd what?
Lemon Warheads, okay? They're the most sour fucking candy that you could commercially buy. I mean, you can ask some Mexican people and they can be like, oh boy. And they go in the back and like fucking, you know, have gloves on while they hand you something and ask for $20.
Was it like in like a pasty coating?
What, Warheads?
Yeah.
No, they're
okay,
like...
Okay, then I'm thinking of something else. Continue. Wait, you're just gonna pull them out of nowhere?
No, I don't have any. But like, they're like in packages like this.
Okay.
And like, you just like tear them, and like, you know, pop them in your mouth, and you're like, and then, like.
So you enjoyed that process?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It was, you know, like a predecessor to like getting whipped as an adult or something.
Okay, like, as someone who adores bitter, I am so disgusted by sour.
Yeah, you love bitter shit.
But, like, if I like bitter, why don't I like sour? Like, they're just different levels of...
See, I feel like women... Like, Courtney, did you ever like Warheads or anything sour like that growing up? Yeah. And do you like getting like hit during sex?
It's nice.
I'm like,
oh, that's sad.
I mean,
that's sad.
I mean, you got to do whatever you got to do. You know, like,
okay, I've never had to peddle my own ass.
I mean, I'm just like in there just hitting myself. I'm like, you know, as I like jerk off, I'm like, I don't like that at all. So, yeah, no, I mean, Courtney just fucking destroyed my entire theory. I'm like, you know, women that like bitter shit like to get hit during sex, and women that like sour shit do not. I'm like, I think it's just all women just like to get hit during sex.
It's just sour is such an ugly color when you taste it, you know?
It's
nasty, like, neon green, and sometimes it, like, flashes yellow, too, when you eat it. Like, I hate it.
It activates my survival response, is what it does.
To what?
I don't know. Everything? I'm like, I'm about to
everything?
Die.
Everything?
It's like, oh, the world's trying to kill me right now. Help me. Yeah, fuck. Shit. Help. Ah, help me. And my neck's getting throttled. I'm like, like, shit. Oh, I don't want to die. I'm gonna die. Help me. And that's what sour does. It's a system shock.
I mean, but I like stuff like sourdough and sour cream, but like I hate sour candy. Like, what's the difference there?
Sour candy is just meant for people that love fucking, you know,
ew,
the worst of everything. Just love just horrible shit. Talking about horrible shit. So, have you heard of this new movie, Marry Me?
No.
Courtney, have you heard of this new... Owen Wilson?
Wait, isn't that the Wow guy?
Yeah, the Wow guy. You nailed it.
Yes! Ah! So good. Proud of me.
Okay. So, here, I even have it pulled up, the trailer for Marry Me.
Okay. Oh, it's a song.
It's a movie.
Oh, okay.
The fucking dorkiest shit right there.
What is with all the battle scene background noises?
She
is this fucking Avengers?
Yeah,
yeah,
she's like,
and it's
yeah,
disgusting.
I'll marry Owen Wilson. I wish.
What if he says wow when he comes?
I wish he would say wow right now. I'd be like wow. She's like,
what the fuck?
Some guy. Okay. Come on, mother. She'll look crazy. You're crazy. You're already fucking full-blown bonked.
But she's like a fucking movie star. Like, they get to look like this and no one honestly cares. It's just part of who they are. And it's like, oh.
I would never have 20 million people.
Aw, poor you.
I'm already fucking married. I'm never going to do this shit again. I'm going to be a crazy dude in the woods, like masturbating into pine cones. It's going to be crazy.
Like your dick is inside the pine cones, yes, or you're just coming over the pine cone?
I'm
going
to hollow it out and then pull out and come on the pine cone and then like...
So you do fuck the pine cone.
I'm
going
to fuck the pine cone and then come on it. I'm like just going to like fucking turn it into like a...
It'll look like a Christmas tree.
Like a toaster strudel and then like a... Like a boyfriend or girlfriend will make, they're like, oh, what is this? Oh, what is this weird stuff on it? And they're like tasting it. And like the boyfriend is like, I know exactly what that is. And like the girlfriend's like still like kind of sucking on the
vine. No. Every woman knows exactly the moment they taste cum. Like all women know. And it's disgusting.
Yeah. We like men, we can see cum on the ground. Like that's cum.
Yeah. It's nasty.
Women, you have to,
it's
like...
It's just desiccated protein.
It has
DNA.
To be in your mouth, and you're like, okay.
Ew.
Yeah, we can smell it like a
mouth. Ew.
But... The spontaneity...
Is this like a Nicholas Sparks thing?
Yeah, because it would never happen.
I hope you never get that rich.
Okay, number one, no one would ever have
like,
a fire
I am way
extinguisher
too fat for like tabloids
outside of a fucking building. And, you know, you fucking psycho bitch, don't ever fucking spray this bullshit onto someone's fucking camera. I'd fucking kill you. Sarah Silverman should have just died in that scene. Like, just, you know, 10 angry cameramen just beat her to death. Those cameras are expensive.
Well, maybe they shouldn't be chasing after someone who doesn't want to be filmed. He has not aged well.
He's doing okay. He's doing the best he can.
No, he could definitely use some Botox.
She just... God, I hope
what
so.
What the fuck?
I kind of want to watch, like, just the end of this movie. Just to see if she falls back in love with, like, the fucking douchebag.
No,
like,
it's a Valentine's movie. Of course she ends up with Owen Wilson. He kind of looks like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo now. This is some, like, 100-page Harlequin, like, really bad sex novel plotline.
It's just such a fucking bad premise for a fucking movie.
Yeah, no, I literally just nailed it precisely for what it was.
It's, you know, it's a movie company taking advantage of Valentine's Day, and so fucking dumb women are gonna bring their man that hasn't proposed to see this movie. Luckily, I'm already married because my wife would have been like, "Let's go see this stupid
movie." Ew, not with Owen Wilson.
Let's go see this stupid little movie.
No, not just Wow Boy.
Just to kind of like, you know.
No. I hated him in Cars, and I've hated him since.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like just women just bringing their boyfriends, you know, just like, come on, let's go see Marry Me. Give me a ring. You know, just like they sell rings like there. Like
that'd be perfect, though. It'd be like Girl Scout cookies outside the weed dispensary.
Yeah, like just people are just handing out church cards, like, I mean, if you want to get married, you know, here.
Yeah.
Just like, you know.
They have a priest chilling at the popcorn stand.
Hey, we can get you married right now.
It's
come
like
on.
Vegas, only there's popcorn.
Come on, let's get you
there's
married.
There's lights and everything.
You know, just like a little like
red
fucking
carpet.
Little cardboard cutout that you can go in and like exchange vows. Will you be with me forever? Yeah, faggot. And like just in states where it's like illegal for gays to get married, they're just going in there and like no, shut that down. It's like, haha, too late. We're married now. Only gays should be allowed to get married. I don't think straight people should just stop getting married. Only gays.
I think this makes perfect sense.
Only gays, lesbians, like you have to be part of the LGBTQIA spectrum rainbow thing.
Thank you for including the A.
You know, in order to get married. This is a perfect solution to it. And so all these, you know, boyfriends that don't want to get married are off the fucking hook because, like, oh, we can't get married. Oh, no. Sorry, babe. We can still fuck boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah. It's great.
And then now fucking weddings are awesome because they're being run by the queer community and they know how to fucking throw a goddamn party.
Ah, yes.
Cakes are just way better. You know, the dress code is a million times better. Everything is 100 times better, and you're lucky to go to a wedding. And
I might make a cake tomorrow.
And just everyone wants to just, you know, be gay now. And you just have, like, a giant bear making your, you know, wedding dress. And it's just like, how did this giant gay man make this beautiful dress?
Tank.
It's like... Well, don't judge a book by its cover. But you'd have the most interesting weddings ever. I want this.
You
want
to do a vow renewal?
No.
But you just said.
I want more gay people. I want to go to gay weddings. Dude, have you ever been to a gay bar?
You just addressed me as dude.
Dude, have you ever been to a gay bar?
Did you just address me as dude?
Yes, I did, dude. Have you ever been to a gay bar?
I'm not responding to that title.
All right, faggot, have you ever been to a gay bar?
Courtney! Okay.
Thank you, faggot.
Courtney!
Dude, like, go to a gay bar sometime. It is literally the best. Because, number one, dudes are not hitting on you because they're gay. And, you know, girls are buying you drinks. It's the best. When I would go to a gay bar, oh, mwah. Just everyone's there, super respectful there. You know, everyone wants to have fun. Everyone's in a good, you know, chipper mood. Just.
I really wish I enjoyed bars, but every time I've gone, I've just found it utterly repulsive.
Yeah, because you got into straight bars. Go to gay bars.
Well, no, the noise is all wrong and everything's
at the
clanky.
Gay bar.
Although I did go to one bar where they actually had a mermaid like hired on, and she was pretty cool.
At the gay bar.
No, she was super cool, and her tail was pink. Like I was.
I'm sure there. Yeah, of course. There's Club Q.
I'm not going to a bar. I'm sorry. I don't like them. They're loud and noisy and everything's clinky and there's a lot of flashing lights and I just can't do flashing lights. I know.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
I'll go to the gay bar.
Songs like this where they have like different sounds coming out on each side of the head. It's not like uniform between both ears. I like that kind of stuff.
To a gay bar, gay bar, gay bar. Ah. Holy shit, we've already been going for like 50 minutes and we haven't even talked about the Super Bowl and they,
we did, and I complained about the fact that there's no Kitten Bowl.
Oh yeah, there's no Kitten Bowl. I have no idea who's playing. Fuck both teams.
I just care about the Kitten Bowl. Don't look at me.
My wife's just like, I just want cats playing with balls.
That's all I want.
Why don't we just create the Kitten Bowl? We just like go to like animal.
We don't have any kittens.
Just go to an animal shelter, just pick up all the kittens.
You'll let me keep one?
No. And just, you know, adopt them all
out.
I'll
just keep two instead.
No, you won't.
You say that with so much confidence.
I will get rid of the two cats we have.
Uh-huh.
And just take them to the pound.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you will.
Yeah. You don't think I'll get rid of Mochi? In a heartbeat. Okay. So I watched this movie Pig, okay? Have you heard of this movie? Probably didn't get into it. But, you know, I watched this movie all the way through and I thought it was going to be some like John Wick bullshit. And it was not at all, but it taught me, I'm like, I could just replace my cat with a pig. And the pig can, like, you know, go out and find me some fucking truffles. And I can sell those truffles for money. My cat has not made me a fucking penny.
It's been forever since I watched that.
Lazy little bitch. She don't get me no truffles. I'm going to take my pig out. Gonna just replace it with a pig. Just like, you know, cat for pig, equal trade. It needs to be a truffle pig. Let's go.
I wonder if I'd even find it funny now that I'm an adult.
What?
A year in Provence.
I don't know what she's talking about.
It's okay. I'm not going to bother to explain it to you guys. I'm not going to lie. Yeah.
Okay, well then here's something that I'm just not going to explain. I'm just going to show you the fucking video. Because it's the other one I got. So this is Hudson.
Oh my God, is this Court Case shit? What? 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 What?
Just data points to consider.
What?
What the
fuck? No, he what the fuck at the ice shanty.
I love how he just stares at him. He's like, like just them two are just having a conversation.
Just like...
But this is the mayor in Hudson.
Wait, it's the mayor? I thought it was some dumb halfwit.
Yeah,
like
Mayor Sherbert.
He's the mayor.
Yeah.
How is he the mayor? How is someone
because
okay, you know what? It doesn't matter. Trump became president. Of course, someone this stupid could be a mayor.
Look at his banger.
His what?
Look at this. Another problem. What problem, Mayor Sherbert? What problem with these ice shanties and ice fishing could we have? What is the number one problem facing ice fishing and ice shanties? Let's hear it, Mayor Sherbert. Oh my gosh, that you are right now, okay? You are 100% right. We need to stop these goddamn ice shanties from, you know, bringing prostitutes to suck our cold little fucking dick. Their knees are going to get all frostbitten. They're going to smell like fish.
It's different from an igloo, right? It's like a lean-to shanty.
It's like a little fucking thing that goes over the icing and like fish, and it keeps warm.
Like, is it a rectangular shape with an overhang?
No, it's like a square. Can be a circle. You know, it's still, you know, a little ice shed. Ice fishing shanty. So yeah, it's a little box like this. So it's like a little fucking shed.
Okay, so I need to make something clear. I did not know an ice shanty was like an actual thing. I thought it was just referencing to like something made out of ice because he was sat that dummy didn't know things couldn't be made out of ice.
Well, he's bringing up real problems and real issues facing Hudson.
Why is prostitution a problem? Continue.
Because, you know, these police officers and EMS and firefighters will have to go out on the ice to stop this prostitution, but now it's all slippery because of the cum and the ice, and now they can't get out there and stop this illegal prostitution. And then what happens? They fucking get an island, a little St. James Island, just full of prostitutes, so it's a little bit better because it's not children this time, but it's just, you know, ice fishing prostitutes everywhere. And now they have a fucking country. Now they have
more like
their
country.
They have their own cum tree.
Mine was funnier.
You know, and there's just prostitutes everywhere, ice fishing. You know, a fucking country built off of ice fishing and prostitutes. Is that something you want? This is a problem.
Isn't that what Canada is?
Like, they're going to have nukes.
This is what Canada
is. And then what are you going to do when a fucking country
speak French.
What are you going to do when a country built off of ice fishing and prostitution has nukes?
But apparently French is so bad it's actually hard for real French people to translate sometimes.
Now you're dealing with the worst of the worst. Fucking, you know, ice fishing prostitutes with nukes. So we
when
have
did
to start.
Nukes enter this.
Mayor Sherbert is on the right path. Thank you, Mayor Sherbert.
Oh my God, his name is spelt not the way I thought it was.
Sherbert.
No, I wanted it to be spelled like Sherbert ice cream.
Nope, not at all. Hudson Council Workshop, you know, February 8th, 2022.
He's so old.
No, he's not. He doesn't even have jowls yet.
What do you mean? Look at those. Wait, are you going to have jowls one day?
Yes, of course.
Ew.
I frown all the time.
I better be dead at that point.
All the time. I'm just constantly.
No, the second you have jowls like a fucking bulldog, it's over.
Good. I'm glad. Go fuck some young dude that has a working dick.
No, I told you. I'm not going to get in a relationship again after this.
I'm like, shoo, get out. Get out. Shoo. I'm working on my jowls right now. I'm like, yeah, get her out of here. That way I don't have to, you know, go watch stupid Marry Me movies during Valentine's Day.
I don't want to watch that either.
Now I'm going to take you to.
Ew.
Now we're going to watch it in our room. And I'm going to fall asleep within the first 5 minutes of it and make you watch it. I'm going to like wake
no,
up.
No, second you pass out, I want to go back to Netflix.
No, I'm going
to
take the remotes. I'm going to like take the batteries out of the remotes and shove them up my butt.
My phone talks to it.
I'm going
to
take your phone too and shove it up my butt.
Ew, babe.
I know.
It's not even paid off yet.
Oh, don't worry. There's tissues up there.
Ew.
Call back.
No.
Call back.
No, that was weak as fuck.
It's a pretty good fucking callback.
No.
Oh my God.
It was like your first episode. It sucked, but it'll get better.
What are you talking about? This is a great episode.
I'm talking about your callback.
My callback was amazing. I don't even remember what my first episode was about. And I'm glad you can't ever see it ever again. Let me see if I can find what my first episode was. I mean, I easily can because
you did what, like 5 episodes by yourself before incorporating me and Courtney.
Yeah, before you started coming in, you guys were like little kittens. Like, well, what's going on here? Oh, you got microphones and you're talking into them to the internet. How many people are listening? None. But you want to talk too? Maybe guys will be interested. Maybe they'll think they can fuck you. And it never happened, but, you know. Man can hope. A man can hope. Let's see. Let's go over here.
I liked Mayor Prostitutes, though. He was hilarious.
Mayor Prostitute. That's just what he should be named now. Mayor Prostitutes, I have another question for you. He's like, you know, like he just got in trouble because his wife caught him with a prostitute. He's like, God damn it. These fucking whores.
He's trying to get out of it.
Is this my first fucking episode? No, that's episode 7. Episode 7 was the big gay. I don't know why it won't let me see all my fucking episodes.
Isn't that a blessing?
Oh, thank God. Yeah, it only lets me like see like the last 100. But you know, that's it for this week. We're already at an hour.
Thank God, because I need to pee.
I know. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter, especially Twitter. Alex the Truck. I'm gonna start doing Twitch bullshit. My knee is still fucked.
Mm-hmm. You said that last episode.
Shut your fucking mouth. I've been busy.
You've been busy.
I've been busy.
You've been very busy.
And no one's gonna watch me tomorrow because it's Super Bowl.
No kitten bowl.
Good, because you're fucking sitting here criticizing me. These girls aren't even on the internet. They don't even know what the internet is. They might as well just be Amish. Courtney is.
I was okay with that until you said Amish.
Courtney is on her way to go buy a heated dildo as we speak.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. I want that.
We're all getting heated dildos. Yeah, happy Valentine's Day to all of us. I'm gonna like sleep with it. Yeah, I'm just like, oh, it's so fucking warm. I'm just, you know, like nuzzling it, just like, you know, nose to nose. I'm like, oh yeah, my nose is all warm. And just like have a warm nose, and then just like TSA just opens my suitcase and like. So many dildos now. Just zip, zip. All right. See y'all later. Bye. You can say bye, babe.